This hour, we'll meet one veteran journalist who was born decades before the baby boom, who still works full-time and has no plans to quit. Stuart Varney recently caught up with the man who's a Sunday night fixture in living rooms across the nation.
When you meet Mike Wallace, it's hard to believe that he's in his 80s. While his line features tell you he's seen a lot in his lifetime, his bounce, bright demeanor, and booming voice confirm that he is still in his prime. Mike Wallace is a pioneer of broadcast news. He's been working in radio and television for more than a half a century, and he's still going strong at the age of 82. Wallace was 50 when he helped launch 60 Minutes. 32 years and 19 Emmy Awards later, he shows no signs of slowing down.
Why do you keep going?
Because I love to do it, and I haven't a clue as to what else I would do. Every time I contemplate the fact that maybe I would go off into the sunset, Or I don't play that much tennis anymore, and I hate golf. And I love working with people who are 30, 40 years younger than I am. I go to work with a song in my heart every morning. I really do.
Wallace credits his staff and producers for helping him carry a big load. And he says overcoming depression has given him a new lease on life.
I'm so happy to be content that every day really is a kind of adventure.
While he does admit to the occasional senior moment.
I have lots of senior moments when I can't call up a name very quickly or remember a fact.
And is not as keen on deadlines.
I'm not as good on the pressure stuff as I used to be. I used to really thrive on that.
He insists keeping up is not a problem. Wallace delights in the fact that he has mastered his personal computer while colleague Morley Safer has not.
I came in one morning and he was standing at the door of his office, throwing the computers, throwing all that out of the office, and he went back to his mill. He went back to his typewriter. That just simply made the challenge greater. You can't do that, Morley, huh? Well, take a look at the old man. He can.
Wallace says the grueling schedule at 60 Minutes might lead him one day to consider an alternative. But for now, he scoffs at the notion of stepping aside.
Let me raise a criticism of what you're doing by staying long time after an accepted retirement age.
Yes, I'm depriving somebody younger of a job.
Yes.
Well, the hell with somebody younger.
Really?
What should I do? Say, well, I'm going to get out of the way because somebody 47 comes along?
Well, I mean, some would say yes.
Well, good luck to them.